You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity.
Hello, good morning.
Oh well, here I am then. Better start with waking myself up, let alone anybody else. Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. The time is just coming up for a minute after 7 o'clock, and it is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. It is June the 20th. It is Tuesday. So let's see if we've got anybody born on this day. We've got plenty of people born on this day, but I tell you what, let's start with this one. This is Sir Frederick Gowland Hopkins, born on this day. It was 1861. He was an English biochemist who was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. And this is back in 1929, together with a gentleman called Christian Eichmann, for the discovery of vitamins, believe it or not. He also discovered the amino acid tryptophan, and that was in 1901. How accomplished is that? Anyway, let's get going, shall we?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Hold my breath every time we kiss. I feel
What a great way to start a morning's program with roses. That's Adam Lambert, and that's the name of the song. It is Roses. It's 6 minutes, almost 6.5 minutes, and right now, after the hour, 7 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Jerry D.
Highest risk.
So those two, that came from the Moody Blues, and it was just, I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. Well, my other artist there, Fergal Sharkey, he was a rock and roll singer in the band. comes from Northern Ireland, and most widely known, he was the lead vocalist of the punk band The Undertones in the 1970s and 1980s. And for his solo works as well in the 80s and the 90s, and his 1985 single, the one we just played, A Good Heart, was an international success for him. After becoming less musically active in the early 90s, he has performed various roles supporting the UK's commercial music industry, winning several awards and honours for his work in that sphere. So there we go, Fergal Sharkey. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 16 minutes right now. That's after the hour of... after the hour of 7 o'clock. So what are we going to do? We're going to put you in the shower, get you all spruced up and clean and nice and smelling good for going on the metro and in taxis and things like that. I tell you what, in the shower this morning, I think, well, we'll just groove, shall we? So I'll get the old body moving. Bit of soap. Shampoo. There we go.
Oh,
Indeedy. Earth, wind and fire in the shower with you this morning, and hence let's groove. Time to get you out, and there we go, on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. And we've got a bit of a busy morning. Let me tell you what we've got coming up during the course of today. In the 8 o'clock hour, probably around about 8.30, we've got Melanie Milonis coming in to talk to us about a thing called You for You. Okay, now that's an event which is coming up. And in the last hour, we've got the new director of the Alliance Française. We've got Pauline Villemagne coming in to chat with us as well. So busy little morning. Usual bits and pieces. We'll be checking in with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. Quick word with Yasmin as well, if we get the chance. Not going to have much time to do anything, including play music this morning. But anyway, that's good, isn't it? So that's an interesting little morning for us. And let me say a couple of good mornings. Let me say good morning to Mary Lou, with us bright and early this morning. and also to Renee over there in Athens in Greece. And she says to me today, she says, good morning to all international travel. She says, good morning to all. International travel, she says, isn't for sissies. I've been grabbing an afternoon nap every day since we got back. Listen, when you get to my age, napping is the new normal, all right? We do that as a necessity. Trust me, you got that to come. So make the most of it. Practice, all right? You asked if we could play. Peaches, the President of the United States, is back.
Country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a little salt twist, squished a rotten peach in my fist, and dreamed about you, a woman.
There we go then. Peaches by the President of the United States, must admit. Didn't recognise any of their voices. So there we are. There we go. That's Renee getting into the hang of napping, which is very good, of course. Now, what is the sort of definition of a nap? Well, a nap is a short period of sleep typically taken during daytime hours as an adjunct to the usual nocturne sleep period. Now, naps are most often taken as a response to drowsiness during waking hours. A nap is a form of biphasic or polyphasic sleep, where the latter terms also include longer periods of sleep in addition to one period. Now, for years, scientists have been investigating the benefits of napping, including the 30-minute nap, as well as a sleep duration of 1 to 2 hours. Performance across a wide range of cognitive processes has been testing. You know what's good about that? They've actually got scientists studying napping. How great is that? We're back to Peaches again. This is the Stranglers and Peaches.
A girl now. She's got me going up and down. That you got some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All the skirts laughing up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Just lying down on the sand dunes. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds. You know what I mean? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, you just take a look over there. Think of a lot worse places to be.
Like there we go. That's the Stranglers there, and their version of Peaches. I suppose we should play something a bit later on by Peaches and Herb, really, shouldn't we? Got onto a bit of a subject. Right, it is time on The Breakfast Show for us to take a little break. We'll be right back looking at some of the international news headlines for this Tuesday.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñao, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the...
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water.
Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
Don't forget, that's the number you can get us on here on The Breakfast Show, 223-5162, or you can join all our other friends, and you can WhatsApp us as well on 677-18822. So you can WhatsApp 677-18822, or you can call the number here in the studio on 223-5162. Taking a look at some of the international news and some business news for this morning. Russia attacked military and infrastructure targets across Ukraine early on Tuesday, including in the capital Kiev, in the western city, and in the western city of Lviv. Ukrainian officials have reported. Ukraine said it had shot down 32 of 35 Iranian-made Shahed drones launched from Russia's Brinsk region and the Azov Sea. But a critically important facility was struck in Lviv, far from the front lines and around 70 kilometers, 43 miles from the border with NATO member Poland, regional governor Maxim Kozietyski said. He gave no other details on the facility. President Joe Biden said on Monday the threat of Russian President Vladimir Putin using tactical nuclear weapons is real, days after denouncing Russia's deployment of such weapons in Belarus. On Saturday, Biden called Putin's announcement that Russia had deployed its first tactical nuclear weapon to Belarus absolutely irresponsible. U.S. and Canadian ships and planes searched on Monday for a submarine that went missing more than a day earlier off the coast of southeastern Canada, while taking tourists to explore the wreckage of the Titanic, said the officials. The U.S. Coast Guard said that there was one pilot and four passengers on board and that the vessel had the capacity to be submerged for 96 hours, but it was unclear whether it was still underwater or had surfaced and was unable to communicate. British billionaire Hamish Harding is among the passengers, according to a social media post from relatives. And Pakistani businessman Shahzada Dorwood and his son Suleiman were also on board, their family said in a statement. The headquarters of the Paris 2024 Olympics organizing committee and those of its infrastructure partner were being searched by police on Tuesday. This was as part of investigations into alleged embezzlement of public funds and favoritism, prosecutors have said. The National Financial Prosecutor's Office said that the Paris 2024 headquarters were raided amid a preliminary investigation launched in 2017 into contracts made by the Summer Games Organizing Committee. A United States judge in Florida on Monday ordered defense lawyers, former President Donald Trump, not to release evidence in the classified documents case to the media or to the public, according to a court filing. The order from U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt also put strict conditions on Trump's access to the materials. Former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn has sued the company for more than $1 billion in a lawsuit filed to Lebanon's public prosecutor last month, according to a copy of the lawsuit seen by Reuters. The lawsuit filed on May the 18th accuses Nissan, along with two other companies and 12 named individuals, of crimes including defamation, slander, libel, and the fabrication of material evidence. A judicial source said the prosecutor has scheduled a court session on the 18th of September to begin proceedings. Europe's Airbus secured a historic deal on Monday involving the most jets ever bought by a single airline, with an order for 500 narrow-body jets from Indian budget carrier IndiGo on the opening day of the Paris Air Show. The multi-billion dollar deal eclipses Air India's combined purchase of 470 jets earlier this year, as India's two largest carriers plan for a sharp expansion in regional travel demand. German stocks led the decline among European peers on Tuesday as shares of specialty chemicals maker Lanxess plunged after lowering its earnings forecast, while a modest interest rate cut by China did little to lift investor sentiment. Germany's DAX index fell 0.3% by 750 GMT, retreating farther from a record high hit on Friday. The continent-wide Stoxx 600 index, that edged to 0.1% lower. London's FTSE 100 index, that rose by 0.2%. Investors now await the testimony from US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Wednesday and Thursday for further cues on the monetary policy outlook for the world's largest economy. Oil prices slipped on Tuesday after China cut benchmark lending rates less than some expected, while demand was seen rising this year, clouding the outlook for the world's largest crude importer. Brent crude was up 47 cents or 0.6%. That was $76.56 a barrel. That was by 8.50 GMT today. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude for July was down 13 cents from Friday's close at $71.65. The July contract expires at the end of trade on Tuesday. So there we go. That's it. Some of the stories in the international news and business news for this morning. And if you just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is the 20th of June and the time is, we're just making our way up to 21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee. days into years. Yes, 82 brings many fears. Yesterday's laughter turned to tears. His arms, his legs don't feel so strong. His heart is weak, there's something wrong. Opens windows in despair, tries to breathe in some fresh air. His conscience cries, get on your feet. Without you, Jack, the town can't eat. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no. The people that live in the town don't understand. He's never been known to miss his round. It's 10 o'clock, the housewife shell. When Jack turns up, we'll give him hell. Husbands moan at breakfast tables. No milk, no eggs, or marmalade labels. Mothers send the children out to Jack's house to scream and shout. Lovely flowers decorate a marble square. People cry from walk away, think about the fateful day. Now they wish they'd given Jack more affection and respect. The little children dressed in black don't know what's happened to old Jack.
Well, this one goes way back in time, 1967, when that was released, a single by a gentleman called Keith West. It's called an excerpt from a teenage opera, and as I knew it at the time, we were just singing Grocer Jack. It was a big hit in Europe, that one, peaking at number 2 on the UK singles chart. And by the way, the single was part of a bigger A teenage opera project, and the song was written by Woods and West and credited as Philwood Hopkins. So there, great little song. Right, our next little song. Bit of blues for you. Climax, Chicago Blues Band. Just about got the title right, Mean Old World. Keep an eye on the time. We're 12 and a half minutes before the 8 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show.
This is a mean old world by living by yourself. This is a mean old world by living by yourself. You can't find the one you're loving, you gotta find somebody else. I've got these blues, I'm gonna pack my things and go. I've got these blues, I'm gonna pack my things and go. You don't love me, you're loving Mrs. So-and-so.
Time on the breakfast show now, 9 minutes before the 8 o'clock. Looking at people who had birthdays on the 20th of June, going back in time. Let's go back to the year 1894. A gentleman called Lloyd Hall. He was an African-American chemist who contributed to the science of food preservation. By the end of his career, he had amassed 59 United States patents, and a number of his inventions were also patented in other countries as well. Here we are. Contributed to the science of food preservation. And guess what? They didn't have any refrigerators then either. No, it's all done by science.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. Happy like an old time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free of soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. If you believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's just dance music or rhythm and blues. Just
Loving Spoonful and Do You Believe in Magic? And we'll just make our way to 6 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Now, I'll tell you what, don't miss, if you like live music, don't miss the opportunity to enjoy live music, surprises, and a wide variety of American dishes as well. This is at the Sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Also, the event, by the way, don't forget, is pet-friendly. You can take your pet with you as well, and kids. So you can take your pet with you. There we go, just said. They'll be waiting for us there at 3 p.m. at the Canal House in Amador. All right, so don't forget that. Celebrate the independence of the United States with the best American gastronomy at the Sabor USA Independence Day. So make a point of that. Put it in your diaries. Remember, what are we united in? We're united in flavors. Of course we are. called High and Dry, comes from ABC. Time to do this catch-up on some local news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñal, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Tell you what, the first one of those two was the Supremes and Stoned Love. Talking of stones, this is the Stone Roses and Made of Stone. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. That is Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how are you doing? Well, guess what? Yes, we did. We did it. We made that ca-ca-ca-ca-cow, ca-ca-ca-cow into chaka-chaka-chaka-chaka-latte. Yes, we did. We put, ground up those beans. We did it pretty good. I think we put the first, we made small batches, thank goodness, because we were experimenting, as you well know. And the first batch of cacao, I think we put in too much coconut oil. They taste good, but I think there's too much oil in them. They're not hard. They're not cracky. So I think we have to go back and thank goodness we didn't make a whole lot, but they're tasty. They're just not quite what they're supposed to be according to what we've seen in YouTube. So we'll go back and finish that up. As for my varuka, I had that removed. It turns out it was only a callus, the doctor said. And I was like, oh, well, okay. Everybody was telling me it was something more important, but it's just something they had to take care of and it's all done. So that's that. Today, coming into the city, got to bring the Aussie his gaming chair because he's complaining about wrist injury. And so I got to load up the car and get out there. We got the man coming. He's going to paint that carport. The cook here is busy as always. She's always got something going on here, making stuff, creating stuff, and fixing stuff. She's always very busy. Outside, it's a kind of a fresh morning. Had the blankie on because it's starting to get a little chilly up here. It's not quite as sunny as it has been in the past, so it's all right. I like a kind of a calm, not too bright day. Driving into the city, so all you people driving on the highway, get off the highway! Make room for me! I don't like it, especially in that Capira Chorrera area when that construction hits. It's getting better, and you can see there's progress being made. It's amazing. Well, I'm hoping to go into town and see some people today. I got a friend, you know, Francis. I know I'm going to come and see you. I promised you a bottle of wine and a visit, and I will. And I'm going to come see my good buddy, Ramona. Haven't seen her in a while. Gail, you and I got to set something up here pretty soon. Ah, especially when the cook comes to town. All right, well, you got yourselves, get off the road, get yourselves off the, Chelsea, she coming in first. She says, hi, can I say hi to Jerry and Yaz? Where's your good girl? Where's licky, licky, licky? Oh, God, she just licked the phone. Lucky you. All right, until later, back to you in the studio.
He only thinks in numbers. He only drinks in restaurants where the girls are fully covered. And he can't trust his yearning. And he doesn't like pretending. His temper's stressed so much by work, his heart is generous. Calls her the chocolate girl, 'cause he thinks she melts when he touches her. She knows she's a chocolate girl, 'cause she's broken up and sorrow, wrapped in prison silver. Anna doesn't understand it. He says he's only human. Up their order, 'cause plotting carries so much fun, then breaking hearts is harder. He calls her the chocolate girl, 'cause he thinks she knows when he touches her. Understand her. He thinks it's getting harder, so he spends the night with all his friends underneath the covers. And he talks about the chocolate girl and how he thinks she melts when he touches her. Chocolate girl, 'cause he thinks she knows what it's like.
there we go. We started off there with Deacon Blue and Chocolate Girl, or Chocolate Girls, if you include the chef, the cook. And big thanks to Ingrid. Congratulations on getting your cacao sorted out. And all be well. I'm going to have some lunch with Ingrid, seeing she's in town today. And this one, by the way, this comes from DePaze and the Radio Big Band, and that's called Death by Chocolate. Depends how you make it, I guess. Congratulations to them. Still to come on this part of the program. We're chatting soon with Melanie Milanis. We're talking about the You for You event, which is coming up. I tell you what, it's a good opportunity. Lots of universities, you'll be able to go and chat to them and see if we can find somewhere nice for you. Right, that's still to come. And don't forget, in the last hour of this morning's program, we're going to be talking to the new director of the Alliance Francaise. That's coming up in the last hour today. And that is Pauline Villamagne, director of Alliance Francaise. And they've got great events coming up as well. She's going to be talking to us about that. This is Bronski Beat, by the way, and Ain't Necessarily So.
Thank you.
And there we go. Yes, Bronski Beat, and ain't necessarily so. Right, it is time on the Breakfast Show. Well, just telling you the time, if you're interested, 26 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock, and we're on 89.3. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial, probably after 10 o'clock. My guest with me here in the Breakfast Show studio, I'm very happy to, if you want to come the headphone discussion. Mm-hmm. So here we've got Melanie with us, Melanie Milanes. And is that okay, too loud? Or is that,
that's great.
You're fine? Oh, good. Right. So let's, well, first of all, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here.
No, you're more than, it's lovely to have you here. Big smiley face. We like big smiley face. We like smiley people here on the Breakfast Show. Lovely to have you with it. You are the CEO. This is for You For You. Tell us a little bit about You For You.
Well, so, yes, I'm the founder of this. This was my baby mm-hmm. a few years ago. And we started representing universities in Panama and Latin America. After a few years of doing this, of being like an extension of the marketing department and recruitment department for universities mm-hmm. abroad, mm-hmm. we noticed that kids were very confused, and parents too. Mm-hmm. So we changed our way of working, just not just representing universities, but really understanding in what part of their life, transitioning mm-hmm. life, mm-hmm. the students with their parents were. So the You For You today is a project manager for education abroad, and we do all the levels of education. So we have boarding schools, camps for pre-college, language camps. We also have bachelor's, a master's degree, and PhD. And what we do is literally be a project manager for these families mm-hmm. to understand where they want to go, what they want to do, and what they want to experience in that program that they want to choose.
Okay. So, now, I mean, and what sort of ages are we talking about with the kids here?
So for camps, we have kids from 8 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, Panama doesn't have this culture of camping mm-hmm. since mm-hmm. very young, but our schools manage to receive students from 8 years old. And for PhDs, we go all the way to 50, 60 years old. But our main target...
Well, no, hang on. 60? No, I'm still out of it.
People want, some people want to continue studying.
Sure.
And even for languages, we have over 50 language camps, too.
Oh,
so
okay.
People that, right. you know, they just want to enjoy, meet other people. Mm-hmm. But our main target is for campers from 13 years old up to master's degree, which mm-hmm. usually they go out 26, 27. But mm-hmm. it's never too late.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, when you're looking... with the older kids, you know, they still haven't made up their mind what they want to do. This is one of the issues today. You know, what do you want to do? I mean, when I was a kid, it was either you wanted to drive a fire engine or a train, or be a vet. That was the other thing I wanted to do. But then I couldn't cut animals up, so that was no good. But, you know, how do you get through that? When these people come in, the kids come in and their parents come in, and they're not sure in what direction they want to go, how do they get help with regards to that?
So I just want to point out that I love what you say. When we have a kid that comes out from bachelor's degree, that we shouldn't be calling him kid right now, right?
Mm-hmm,
but
right.
when we have a kid that comes out from bachelor's degree and they haven't gone through a process of introspective process
right.
where they can really connect to who they are and who they want to be, they get the same process as a student coming out from school.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So first thing we do is we connect. Who you are right now, how have you made decisions up till right now? Because let's be honest, like how many decisions are kids make when they're in school?
Mm-hmm.
Not many.
No.
And we have to practice to make decisions because one day they get to 12th grade and they suddenly have to make this big life decision.
Mm-hmm.
But they've never really practiced how to make a decision. So we talk to them and their families and we plan how they will make those decisions,
mm-hmm.
which factors they're going to take into consideration for that. We check how much budget do they have for investment in the education. Because
mm-hmm.
education,
mm-hmm.
you have to invest. How much money do you have for that? How far do you want to go? What methodology of education do you want? What experience do you want? Like, do you want to travel in Europe or do you want a college experience in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
or you want
mm-hmm.
the post-work studies in Canada? That we take all into consideration for then make it's like a match. So It's funny because I sometimes tell students, like, it's like a Tinder, but for education and kids. Like, the more information I have, the better match I can do.
The better the match. Mm-hmm. That's right, yes. I'm sure they've probably had more experience at Tinder than
probably. Probably they can teach me how to do that.
Now, tell me, when, because this is a relatively big event, isn't it?
It is.
What universities are going to be there? What will they see? Like you mentioned earlier before we went on over, walking through the door. What will they see when they get through the door? And will it be sort of too much?
Well, this is what we've tried to do in this experience. And that's why this year we're calling it the U for You experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's our first time and we're very excited. But we're basically trying to, in this immersive space, try to connect to what's happening in a kid's and young adult's head when making this decision. I won't say much more about this experience, but because I want you all to come and just live it.
Okay.
But after going through this immersive experience, then you have basically two ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
One will be the fair. The other one will be a surprise. And then when they go to the fair, there's going to be a huge stand from the U4U with our educational consultants. And then they're going to also see reps from different universities.
Mm-hmm.
We have 21 stands from universities representing 140 universities all around the world. And then with the U4U, we have over 800 universities represented. And it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to tell the student, and they're going to have a passport that they have to fill up, and they have to go through some information so they can connect to what am I going to ask to those university representatives, and exactly, you know, just to know how I'm going to get the information.
Right.
And after that, they're going to have a space to chill down,
because
after having an overload of information, you know, you don't want to go out to the world again.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a time to chill out. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a few games and just like a space also to connect with other students that have gone through the process. So it's really an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't promise students will go out with an answer of who I want to be in the world, but with more questions, but questions that really help them connect to who they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go into life with curiosity. You said, I wanted to be a vet, but I didn't want to open animals, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we decide, it's not us deciding, but we decide the career with a lot of noise around us. Which career gives money or what's the trend? We have to first shut down those noises, look inside, and then understand what questions I really need to answer in order to decide my future. So that's what we're going to try to do in this event. I'm really excited. This is the first event. We're putting the bar for the university fairs really high and really giving an experience to the students and their families.
And you say, I mean, there's a lot of universities going to be represented. I mean, is this also a thing where a university would offer to take somebody into the university?
Yes. It's not a full scholarship event. We do have partial scholarships, and we have universities for all budgets. So, for example, this year, first year that we are going to have universities from Turkey, Hungary, Czech Republic, that they have great universities in all the areas, and students can go study abroad for 4 years, all included, like 60K. That's super good.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's very good. And we also have U.S. universities, top U.K. universities, University of Manchester, for example, from the U.S., Oregon State University, one of my favorites, so that's why I mention it, but also, you know, the Florida area, that it's very popular. We have a few universities
Boston.
There, too. Boston, we have a few, yes.
Yeah, so it's very much a university city, isn't it?
Which one?
Boston, because they've got, well...
They have a few. They have a few, quite a few.
Because, you know, I to go up to, had been going up to Boston quite often. And I'm always wondering about wow, what a place to be a student.
You know,
it's really great fun. Now, of course, there's two sides to every story. So, you know, you've got the student side who, you know, probably, you know, wants to sort himself out. But also, of course, the other aspect of it is qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the university is going to want to know the qualifications. So how does it work with regards to that?
It's just another factor.
Mm-hmm.
I love students. I mean, it's easy for us to allocate a student that has good qualifications, does a sport, is a volunteer, has good mm-hmm. attitude. But I don't want to leave out students that maybe struggle in the academics. Everyone has something to offer to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that those students that are very lost are the easiest to find themselves, to connect to who they really want to be,
mm-hmm.
and to connect how they can leave a legacy to the mm-hmm. world.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of giving them guidance
right.
and opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have their opportunities. So it's, you know, when you connect, when you realize and you're honest with yourself and, you know, maybe understand or say why you haven't had those qualifications. Maybe you were not an awesome study student. You were not really disciplined. But if you're willing to change and if you're willing to go to the methodology that is best for
mm-hmm.
you,
mm-hmm.
you will succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I was one of those that was never any good at school. You know, if we had 30 people in the classroom, I came 32nd.
How did you feel about it?
Well, I was a kid. I didn't really care that much, but my parents cared. You know, my headmaster thought it was a joke. But in those days, it was simple because, you know, my aunt worked for the Air Ministry in London. So at 16, I was in the Air Force. those were opportunities, you know, those, of course that was sort of all involved with the family as well. But for me, that was, I mean, the best thing that ever happened to me. I stayed in, I think, I came out when I was about 23. But the experience I got there is what shaped me. And my qualifications were in anything to do with communications. But that was frustrating. But you see the thing, because you could, I was streetwise, you know, if not necessarily well-educated, I was streetwise. And that helped you a lot. I ended up a broker and a trader in London for many years. And in fact, that's what brought me to Panama. Because there's two sides to a child. And you shouldn't, you know, some of the most important people in history were not necessarily any good at school. And I'm always interested when I talk to educators or people interested in education, is how you're able to detect or cope with both elements.
And, you know, there's something I like to tell students and parents when we come deep into this conversation. There's something called dopamine. And sometimes students get into these schools and there's a dopamine hype. They just want to say that they got into the school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then what?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only about the school I get in. It's the experience I'm going to live.
Mm-hmm.
All your memories, even in the Air Force, probably were with your peers, with mm-hmm. what shaped you in life.
Exactly.
And that's what we need to get kids into.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stop basically making responsible the institution or the jobs. The success is not dependent on them. It's on the person. So in what area are we putting our students to grow?
Mm-hmm.
When we
mm-hmm.
send them abroad,
exactly. mm-hmm.
it's to help them get independence,
mm-hmm.
to help them very early in age go into life, again, with curiosity, understanding that this is just the beginning of adult life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that what you study is what you're going to do for the rest of your life. That's what they tell us, right? You have to make this decision really good because this
mm-hmm.
is what you're going to make
mm-hmm.
the rest of,
mm-hmm.
rest of your life. But it's not true. I mean, we continue shaping ourselves. And, you know, there's opportunities everywhere. We've had students with straight A's that tell us, I don't want to study as I studied in school.
Mm-hmm.
I want
right.
to enjoy.
Right. Sure,
so
absolutely.
When you ask the student what you want to study, they're focusing only in the outcome. When we ask the student, what do you need to prepare to become who you want to be? What problems in the world do you want to solve?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
how do you want to gain money? And how do you want to spend it? Even asking the kid how they want to spend it, they also decide what career path they want to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe they could go to a career path that they want to spend it that way, but they won't have the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So even thinking on those things are very important. Just not questioning the student what they want to study.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And tell me, let's tell everybody, this is taking place, it's coming up this weekend.
So, yeah.
So somebody's listening now say, ah, yeah, now that's all parents listening now saying, right, we know where we're taking him this weekend. How do they go about it? Just turn up or register?
Or? Please don't just turn up because there's a lot of logistics. We have to register because we have this experience and it's our first logistics, so please be early. So they have to register in our, they can go to our social media at the U4U. That's basically the university for you, the U4U. They register there. It's like getting a ticket for the movies. You get the time you want to show up.
Oh, okay.
And then the 24th is quite full. We're overselling because these days we're going to confirm. We know that there's some people that are not going to go. So, we're going to fit the people that get into the waiting list either 23rd or the 24th. And then they show up 5 minutes earlier than the time they choose, basically. Mm-hmm. It's in Megapolis, so right around the corner here in Avenida Balboa.
It's in the conference center at the top of the shopping mall.
Yes, in Megapolis. And then there's valet parking included. It's an easy access for if you want to come in, you know, transportation. And then plan to be there at least 2.5 hours.
Okay.
We haven't given the surprises, so I'm going to throw one of the surprises now. Turkish Airlines just gave us 2 tickets to give out for the students that confirm going to study to Turkey.
Really?
Turkey is also a great destination for studying. Awesome prices, awesome universities. So
it's a wonder. I mean, I one thing, funnily enough, you know, we've spoken about is, you know, because my wife is occasionally gets sort of hooked on Turkish soaps. And but it's fascinating. It's a natural fact that a good exposure to what Turkey's sort of really like. What a great opportunity that is.
It is. And, well, that's one surprise. And then the other surprise is the amazing speakers we're going to have. We're going to show them today in our social media. But we want to shorten the gap between the labor market and students.
Okay.
Because sometimes students are like, oh, I want to be that person. But, you know, it's too high, too far away from me. And the people that have decided to offer their time to be with us are amazing. We have a person that was a math professor and now is a reference for games, the games industry in Latin America, Panamanian. We have a scientific that was also with us during the conference. He's doing medical stuff for Panama. You know the blood tubes, we ran out of them, and he was one of the leaders in doing this here in Panama. We need a lot of people studying biomedicine and biotechnology. He will tell us what was his route and maybe some suggestions for the kids. We're gonna also have artists, you know, because sometimes students want to study something in the arts, but then parents are afraid, like, okay, what are they going to leave out? So basically, we're going to have these speakers to just connect so that students can also ask many questions on their path. You know, people know the success story, but sometimes they don't connect with the story, how they got there.
Exactly.
And that's the gap we wanna shorten.
Well, I always tell them on this program, you know, education is important. By the way, you know, I mean, because education, when you go to school, to me, that's programming. You know, it's programming you as an empty computer to start with, and then of course you've got the hardware that's able to make it all. And I mean, that's education as well, because like we were just saying, there's two sides: there's the knowledge side, and then the application of the knowledge. Which is very important. And I always tell, you know, people on this program, you know, if you don't get a good education, you'll end up doing a radio program.
How bad can that be?
Oh, terrible. Well, it depends whether you want to look at it from a satisfactory point of view or from a financial point of view.
Well, and that's something we need to also to talk with students is the real meaning of success. The real meaning of success varies from people to people. I mean, how do you want to live in life? I think right now this generation coming up, they're really, we say that they're selfish and they, you know, they're not loyal to a job, But they really want balance. I have kids that told me, like, I don't want a big house. I don't want the car. I just want to go surf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's
mm-hmm.
fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's that time of the of life that those students have to experience what they need in life there.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then they'll figure out what success means. They'll figure out what makes them happy. Because that's the other thing. Their parents are like, they need to get a good education, to get a good job, so they can be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, you don't know exactly what he needs
to be happy.
To be happy,
exactly.
And what is it to be happy?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's conversations we bring up for students to also talk to their parents. Because I don't remember but in that time of life, it's really hard to have conversations with parents.
Mm. Yeah, they were always one-sided.
It's like we speak different language. Like,
well, that's another thing. I mean, today you were talking about attitudes, really, of young people today as well. But, of course, they live in a completely different society than I did when I grew up. We didn't have computers. We didn't have cell phones. We used to write letters, and you had to wait about a week until you got an answer, which was really nice.
If it didn't get lost.
You know, if you didn't get lost. They're under a lot of stress. They're under a lot of pressure these days. I think they're under a lot more pressure, really, I guess, than my generation was, certainly, because we didn't have, if you like, the speed of life that exists today. I mean, you know, we all have cell phones now, and I'm one of them. Somebody sends me an email, I got a reply. Somebody sends me an email, I got a reply. There's a certain amount of stress involved, even if you're not sort of doing it for work. So I think it is a different society, and, you know, like you were just mentioning about, you know, communication, and are they selfish? Well, they have 5,000 friends. I had 10,
mm-hmm.
but they were real friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think it is a completely different society. I mean, that's some of the things at your fair, how's the technology side adapted with kids that, you know, want to get into technology?
Kids want to get into technology, but I think we have to show them how to get out of technology. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
yes, technology can work for us, but right now it's time to connect with you. And we're going to use technology. We have the immersive mm-hmm, room mm-hmm. for that. And then I want them to go out. And for me, it's hard. I listen to a lot of audiobooks, and I have mm-hmm. to listen it in 2x. When I go to real life and I listen a person in 1x, it's very hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I get them. Things go very fast. But sometimes we need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And we really need to stop. When we're going to make a decision, we need to stop. So even though there's a lot of technology, there's a lot of, you know, just going so fast. And not only the speed, but also what society is telling us that we need.
Mm-hmm.
That's my main concern, because again, they see successful people and this person that did this business and didn't go to university, and this other person that did a YouTube channel and become millionaire. That's great,
mm-hmm.
and that can happen. I'm not saying that cannot happen, but it takes work. So
and it only happens to a very few.
It only happens to a very few.
Mm-hmm.
And why will you copy that? Maybe you can find your way,
your own journey. Your own space.
So we have this saying in the office. It's we have one journey and there's another journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just another journey. I mean, we don't have to follow the route that people took. Something that I've learned in life is not everyone tells you exactly what it took them to get where they were.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things I found sort of in my particular instance is that taking opportunities that come to you that you don't even know possibly exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I was working in communications, in actual fact, Intellix, a big shipbroking company in London. It was only because the guy that they set up a new department came in late one night, and I happened to be there, and I said, you know, why are you so late? So, because we're busy, we're looking for somebody else. Then I said, well, can I apply? They said, yeah, why not? Go and see so-and-so, because in those days they would also try and take people, if they thought really good, from inside the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had three interviews, and the next thing is I went from a tie-dye T-shirt and a pair of jeans to a three-piece pinstripe suit and a company credit card and a company car. I mean, it, you know, your life can change in an instant, but it's opportunities. And I've mentioned it before in the program, the best bit of advice my mother ever gave me, because she was, she said, if you go for an interview, dear, always, if they ask you, can do something, always say yes. Then go and find out how to do it, mm-hmm. you know.
And, yeah, that's attitude, right?
And that was, you know, I mean, I've never been a broker or a trader in my life, but I was street savvy. I mean, that's, you know, it was, I knew my way around, and, you know, and I've been out of the business for a while now, obviously, but I enjoyed putting the deal together, and it was fun. And you worked directly with people.
I love, you know, how your story also, it could have been different if you wouldn't have gone past that fear, because sometimes we do not get those opportunities because of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite quote, and this is something we do in a workshop we call Map Your Purpose. My favorite quote is, be brave enough to suck at something new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, just try it. If you don't try it,
also get in your head, you're going to fail. And if you don't fail, you're doing something wrong.
What a strong word. Failure.
Mm-hmm.
We don't show our kids to fail.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the office a few days ago, and one of our colleagues was crying. She's an artist. She really has a talent, and she told me, I'm afraid to fail, because she has won in everything she has done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, go get something you can fail. You have to practice.
Mm-hmm.
You have to practice failure, because when it happens in real life, then you're not afraid of failure. Yes, you're going to be maybe sad, you're going to be frustrated, but then you will be able to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also for parents. Parents are so afraid that their kids will fail in life that they don't let them go to life. And then they're frustrated in at home saying, my kid is not working, my kid just wants to stay at home sleeping. It's like, yeah, but Have you tried to let him go to life? And that's like an honest conversation that I want to bring up with parents, is when I have parents saying, I don't want him or her to go abroad because he's immature.
Mm-hmm.
Is he really immature, or are you afraid of that something's right. going to happen?
Absolutely. Melanie, it's been great. And congratulations on what you're doing. It's very interesting as well. And also, by the way, remember in life, the only thing you have is your reputation. You can fail and still have a good reputation, you know, from practice. The only person you have to answer to in your life is you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one who knows it does right. So do go along. We're going to keep reminding people as we go through the weeks. You must register. If you're interested in this, you must register. We'll have some information on our website as well today. So it's coming up at the end of this week, and we'll keep you advised. Melanie Milanis, you for you, CEO. See, success. There you go.
Well, we can talk about that later.
Melanie, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
Time on the breakfast show. A couple of minutes over the run, but no problem. We're going to take a look. If you missed it at 8, we got it for you again at 9. The local news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It's better than coffee.
Down. I'm soaking through. crying too, for they know how much love I have for you. Crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes. Lights are low and there's no one else around. Waitress sure looks pretty and that's a bad sign. I smile at her, still you're always on my mind. With your crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes. I've lost so much in a short time. Don't see my kids, how I miss my wife. I left the world slip through my hands, and now I'm talking to the only friends I had. Crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes. They cry unto.
We are. First of those two, of course, a Wider Shade of Pale from Procol Harum. Now, this guy, Jimmy Nail, has sing about his crocodile shoes. James Michael Aloysius Bradford, but just known as Jimmy Nail. English singer, songwriter, actor, film producer, and a television writer. By the way, he played the role of Leonard Oz Osborne in the television show Alvita Same Pet, and the title role in Spender over there in the UK. He also recorded a 1992 number one single, Ain't No Doubt, and his role as Augustine McGowdy, remember that? The oily crooner in the 1996 movie Evita gave him international recognition. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we are 23, just after 23 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. And this is Morrissey. Bobby. Don't you think they know? That's the name of it.
Torture below. I'm
Morrissey and Bobby, don't you know? Doesn't say what he doesn't know, though. I tell you what, I've got a request come in from Mary Lou, so I want to try and just get this one in quickly. Mary Lou wishes everybody a great Tuesday. Have a great day, happy day. And you asked if we could play Nothing to Fear from the band New England.
Come on, stay with me today. We don't have to go far.
There we go. That's from Mary Lou this morning, New England. And nothing to fear. Nothing to fear on this program. Absolutely not. And it's time to welcome my guest in this segment of the program from Alliance Francaise. We've got Pauline Villemagne. Is that close enough?
Yeah, that's good. Pauline Villemagne.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Right, that's my French out of the way. Look, lovely to have you with us this morning. And just saying, you've been here for 10 months. How are you settling in?
Yes, I'm adapting to Panama, and it's been really nice so far. Already 10 months.
And tell me, what's your... Because I've got a little thinking about some of your previous experience. You've been a busy girl.
I had to ask
Yasmin, it's interesting. Pauline joined the Alliance Francaise network with her first experience in Angola in Southern Africa. How was that?
Yeah, that was excellent. It was tough because the country is tough.
Yeah, but, I was going to say.
Yeah, we managed to do many things.
And later training in the teaching of French and pedagogy. That's also another way of saying teaching, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I thought, how do you teach somebody pedagogy? It was a new word for me. So there, you see, that's it. Even when you get to my age, you can still learn things, plenty of things as well. Anyway, look, welcome to Panama.
Thank you. Welcome to
Alliance Francaise. You've got an event coming, a week of music.
Yeah, exactly, because in France, tomorrow, the 21st of June, we celebrate the Music Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a tradition that we have now. It's been working from 1982. And so every year we celebrate music on the streets.
Right.
Yeah, and it's really nice because everyone is going outside to listen to music.
Right, absolutely.
So, yeah, in every city in France, musicians are playing everywhere and it's for free.
Wow.
Yeah, so here we decided to make something as well. And it's not going to be only a day.
I was just going to say, it's not just a day, is it? Exactly. Exactly. So what have you got lined up for us?
So we started last Friday with a karaoke in the Alliance Française. That was really nice because all our students came and had the opportunity to sing in French. Then on Saturday we had a workshop with children. So they made instruments. Recycled things. Yeah, so that was super interesting. And now today we have a concert at 8 p.m. with an orchestra, a Panamanian orchestra, which is going to be really nice. Just before, we have a small concert for children at 5:30. And then tomorrow, we have the chance to receive a band from France.
So we have
two young musicians coming from the city of Bordeaux. Because they are on tour in Central America.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And their first stop is here in Panama.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that's because this is probably where they have to change the plane, so we might as well stay here and do a concert. You know. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so they will play tomorrow at 8 p.m. And so we hope we'll have a lot of people from France because everyone wants to celebrate the Music Day, but also Panamanian people, our students and people from outside to participate in this traditional event. But it's really important for us. And this band will also give a workshop. So they will try to mix music and dance. So they are mixing different styles like hip-hop and beatboxing, things like that.
Right.
And And then, yeah, they will also try to give a bit of their knowledges in music and contemporary dance. So yeah, it's going to be really interesting this workshop with young people, and we will have the chance to have them as well on Friday in Parque Andrés Bello.
All right, yeah.
So yeah, they will play outside, and they will start at 5 p.m. And we will continue the night with two other Panamanian bands.
Oh, that's right, Alden Andres Bayo Park.
Yeah.
I think that's the one, it's the one in Villa Argentina, right? Yeah, that's
exactly.
Lovely little park, that one. Oh, yeah. That's excellent.
So we hope it will not rain these days. We'll be lucky with the weather. And, yeah, I think Friday is the perfect day, no?
Yeah, everybody is
ending the week and they can celebrate with us.
That's wonderful.
Bit of French music and Panamanian music.
Then. Right. Yeah. And you, I mean, this is the thing, you've always had such amazing artists coming in, and Alliance Francaise has been sort of very, you know, very much a part of the cultural, you know, scene here in Panama. So, again, congratulations. I tell you what, we're gonna take a break for some music. And I guess, you heard of the guy called Johnny Halliday?
Yeah. Everyone knows him.
Is there a particular piece of music? Tell me a piece of music of his that you know. See if I've, by any chance, if I have it.
Le
Hymne à l'amour.
Yeah, it can be this one or Quelque chose de Tennessee.
Okay.
As well.
Quelque chose. Is it what letter does that start with?
Yeah, I see.
Where? Up, down?
Yeah, here.
This one?
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, okay.
Good. Can be this one.
Got better eyesight than me, too. Well, here it is.
On a tous quelque chose en nous de Tennessee. Cette volonté de prolonger la nuit. Ce désir fou de vivre une autre vie. Ce rêve en nous avec ses mots à lui, quelque chose de Tennessee, cette force qui nous pousse vers l'infini, y a peu d'amour avec tellement d'envie, si peu d'amour avec tellement de prix, quelque chose en nous de Tennessee. Le cœur en fièvre et le corps démoli, avec cette formidable envie de vie, ce rêve en nous c'était son cri à lui, quelque chose de Tennessee. Étoile qui s'éteint dans la nuit, à l'heure d'autres aiment à la folie, sans un éclat de voix et sans un bruit, sans un seul amour, sans un seul ami, ainsi disparu Tennessee. De la nuit, quand le cœur de la ville s'est endormi, il flotte un sentiment comme une envie, ce rêve en nous avec ses mots à lui, quelque chose de Tennessee. Thank you.
There we go. Yes, Johnny Hallyday. He was quite something, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Mm?
He was a star in France.
Yeah.
Everyone
absolutely.
Knew him.
Yeah, we were just talking, we were sort of reminiscing. Because, you know, I remember as a kid, of course, Edith Piaf. And the Uncle Charles Aznavour. And some great artists. There's another one here, a friend of ours, Felipe, said, Dear Jerry, saluting our special guest, could you please play from Zaz, Paris Terre, Toujours Paris? I'm not sure if that's the one I've got, because I've got some from Zaz here. But I've got one here which says, Sous les Dels de Paris. Don't know if that's the same one or not.
But. Sous le ciel de Paris.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I just said. You know, there's one thing I love is I've got a very good friend of mine, a big guy from Liverpool, you know, and his wife is this high and she's from France, and they've been together. I mean, but the Solange has just celebrated her 80th birthday, so, you know, and she has got the most amazing, you know, I love the French accent, you know. It's so nice. You see, we do love things about France, us Brits, you know. I used to take my car every summer I could and drive over to France, because just driving through the countryside and used to go to Mont Saint Michel.
Oh, excellent!
Used to just drive around France, and we get these little vouchers for hotels. So I can't remember the name of the chain now. And you just sort of call them the day before and you go and they'd have a room for you. It's a beautiful, beautiful country. Beautiful country. Isn't
yeah, nice? Beautiful landscapes.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, you're here now. Panama.
I know.
How you
I will try to go back to France at times, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I miss it as well.
How do you find Panama? You've been here 10 months now.
Are you
enjoying it?
No, I really like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, obviously, I'm working a lot because it's the beginning. So I spend a lot of time here in the capital. But yeah, I took some weekends and I've already visited some parts and it looks amazing.
I've been here 30
years. I'm really curious.
You've probably seen more than I have, and I've been here a long time. Alliance Française, are you able to sort of get back, because we're talking about, you know, pandemics affected a lot of us and what we used to do, and, you know, things seemed so easy before and it's been very tough getting back on our feet. But Alliance Française is sort of getting there, you're getting back?
Yeah, we are getting back, and I think we are lucky because we are part of this big network in the world. Like we are the first cultural NGO in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we get this support from Paris and from our colleagues everywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
here in Central America, there are 10 Alliance Française working together.
Oh, wonderful!
So we help each other,
sure.
And like that, we will recover. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Uh-huh. Because because we've noticed it, funnily enough, here, because Alliance Française was so regular. And, you know, when I saw the British ambassador, I sort of said to him, what's happening? Because the French are coming in or something. But you have been such a big part of the cultural scene in Panama. And, I know, you know, Yasmin goes to a lot of events. I mean, you know, not just music, but art and everything. So
yeah, and we have a beautiful house, like Casa
Blanca.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah,
it allows us to organize many activities, many events. And, I think our specialty is that we are a non-profit association. And, the main objective is to promote the French language and the French culture. I think we need to find more students. We have to work a lot on the promotion of our classes, our lessons. But yeah, definitely we will try to organize more and more events and go ahead with that.
When getting your students, I mean, how does that sort of go? Where do you get them from? I mean, are they from France or they're from other countries that want to?
No, they are from here. They are Panamanian.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We try to motivate them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We know that they will probably go to English first.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They will study English as a main foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
But we think that the French language is also really nice and can help them to study, to
sure,
work,
sure.
To travel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we are here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we are lucky because we have this beautiful house and we can receive them in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, on Saturday, it's completely full of Panamanian students.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's good.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
We have lessons for children, for young people, and
mm-hmm.
also for adults.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday afternoon, we have a workshop where they can just talk between them and
mm-hmm.
practice their French. So that's really nice. The atmosphere on Saturday.
Oh, wonderful! Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Is the one we would like to have every day. But
so is this a sort of? Do you have like a university, or are you taking students, say, for instance, that just want to come to learn French, or how does it work?
All the young students who come to the Alliance Française,
mm-hmm.
The objective is to send them to France.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because we have a wonderful study system
mm-hmm.
in France.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to go there to study, to do a master's degree, for example, yeah, that's for sure we will help them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So they can certificate their level,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
We'll help them to try to go and to get a place in a university.
It's funny enough. I mean, it's interesting because just as you were coming in, if you met Melanie as you were coming in, because they have a big university event on this coming weekend,
mm-hmm.
where they're sort of matching students with, or getting students to go in and perhaps find out a little bit more about what they want to do and what they want to accomplish. So it's a bit of a coincidence, really. We had the two of you on one day. We're getting
yeah.
a little bit cultural on this show. Don't turn off. So, excellent. Well, I hope it's been slow for everybody, and I'm sure, it might take perhaps about another year, 18 months for us to all get back
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, exactly. But we already see that.
See this event,
coming back. For example, at the moment we have 11
mm-hmm.
students who are taking French lessons
mm-hmm.
every day, every morning in
mm-hmm.
the Alliance Française of Panama.
Oh, yeah.
In September they will go to France to study.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice, like, to see how they make efforts and
mm-hmm.
how they
mm-hmm.
they improve their French to,
mm-hmm.
to be ready to go to France in September.
Yeah, so I'm saying they must have the basic to, at least the
uh-huh.
basic to,
yeah.
to be able to go over there. Yeah.
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 So,
oh,
no, we are optimistic.
Good.
We
like optimism.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what, because I was going to say to our friend there, Felipe, I'm probably not going to have a chance to play your piece of music this morning. I'll put it on tomorrow because we've just got a couple of minutes to go with Pauline. And anything after this event? Anything what are you working on for the rest of the year? Anything exciting as always?
Yeah, well, I think the second semester will be nice as well, full of activities.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the traditional party for our National Day.
Oh,
of
course. Yeah.
The 14th
yeah.
of July.
Mm-hmm.
It will be open to the public, yeah. And then, in September, we plan to have an exhibition. In October, we'll have a dance company coming from France.
Okay.
Yeah, so many things coming.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's good to hear. So getting there.
And we are also working on trips to France. Because we work with French Alliance, Alliance Française, in France.
Okay, if I can help with that trip to France, I'll do my best.
Perfect, thanks a lot.
Carry your cases, whatever, I don't mind. Because I was saying to you earlier, I used to, just to love travelling to France. You know, we used to go and just to take the car over. And I'll tell you just quickly a fun little story, because this is how you learn things, okay? I actually had a little Peugeot. It was a 1.9 GTI.
Wow.
Was it 205? This thing was tiny. And it was like a rocket. And, I took it over to France. I was traveling through France. It was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. A lovely little country road. You know, the poplar trees, the straight trees down there. I'm just driving away. And I got to the end of it. It's just coming in the village. And now in the middle of the road is a gendarme. With his hand up, waves me in to park. Now, these guys are organized. And he said, you are going too fast. And I said, really? And he showed me a thing that they'd been sensing 100 kilometers an hour or something.
Oh, no.
I said, because the thing is, the car was so easy to drive. I just drove it. It was, And so obviously halfway down this beautiful country and hiding behind a tree was a gendarme with one of these, speed meters. And, they had a little Volkswagen camper van there at the side of the road. And, inside the van was a gendarme with a typewriter. And it was simple. You paid equivalent to £100 now. We will take your car.
Oh, wow.
And you soon learn. And by the way, they had a little machine that they also wanted to use credit cards. So they had you. And I had to pay £100 and leave. And I tell you what, the rest of that trip I was watching the speedometer because, that was a lot of money then.
Of course.
It was still a lot of money to some of us. But, hey, look, I'm late. I gotta go. And, but anyway, hang around, have some more coffee in the chat. But there's Pauline with us, Ville Magni. Is that getting better?
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's perfect, thank you. I am now speaking in the French. Pauline, it's lovely. It's been great to meet you. And,
thanks a lot for welcoming me.
I'm sure you'll be back many times.
I hope so.
And there we go. There's Pauline with us this morning. That's it. I have to rush off. I'm just running a little bit late this morning. So let me say a big thank you again to Pauline and also to my guest in the 8 o'clock hour, to Melanie. My thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, and to my co-producer, Neil, of course, Neil Danby. And my producer Yasmin here. We haven't had much of a chance to chat with Yas this morning. It's been a busy morning, so we'll make up for that tomorrow. And a big thank you to the boys and girls of Group Agrada who keep us up and running. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow. That's at 7 in the morning until 10. And whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, please do it carefully, because what do I want to be doing tomorrow? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light. Send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. More information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.